Welcome back to The Breakdown. Coach Mike out and about this afternoon. Yours truly, John Mallory, gonna pilot the Falcon by myself today. We'll see how we do things here on ESPN Boise. Thanks again for hanging out. Let's head right over to the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Props to my boy at Daddy Daycare, Brock Heward, on my call screener, said that, Brock, we appreciate you sucking it up, hanging out with us for a couple of minutes. I guess you just picked the...
Oh, it's all good, man. It's we're just in that phase of life where it's picking one kid up, going here, one sport there, you one dental appointment here, you know, all that good stuff. But they've been around Dad enough to know that when I'm doing a radio call, they've got to keep it down. So I don't think you'll hear my little guy in the back. But if you do, he's just going to voice his opinion on Boise, Washington, which I'm sure many of your folks are getting ready and amped up for, even though it's months away.
Oh, yeah. Cannot wait. Just wrapped up spring practice. I guess we'll start on your side of the thing up there in Seattle. Of course, former Husky quarterback Brock Heward, current ESPN football, college football game analyst, has a show up there, Brock and Salk on 710 ESPN Seattle. Brock Heward with us. Coach Pete, year two. Quick summary of week one, and then what are the fans' expectations? What's the state of this program looking like, Brock, heading into year two for Coach Pete?
Well, it was a good recruiting class, and I think that lifted the spirits of a lot of people, because they're going to watch the draft next week, and they're going to see a bunch of Huskies go and a lot of really good players and All-Americans, and that didn't necessarily translate into the wins that I think many people thought. I think that should have been a double-digit win team last year. And I think looking back, that will probably be and resonate even more with just the number of star players they had defensively. They should have been better, but they weren't. And they weren't because it was a work in progress. They weren't because Chris Peterson made some tough decisions on Marcus Peters in particular, and setting the tone of discipline in the way that he wanted to run the operation, which is different than his predecessor. So I think the recruiting class was big. Getting the kids in state to stay in state was huge. I was over there at spring ball a week ago. I had a good chat with Scott Woodward. He could not be the athletic director more excited about the foundation that Chris is building. But I don't think there's any false expectations about this year. I think this year is going to be a tough one. I think you're going to have to grit your teeth a little bit, get through it. And then I think on the other side, the following year will probably be the year that he and the staff need to make some breakthroughs.
Brock, Friday, September 4th. God, I'd love it if you and my boy Tessitore were on the call. down on the
so
blue. down. I know you love calling games down here. Down on the blue, Albertson Stadium. Brock, which program is this bigger for? Who needs to win the most, Washington or Boise State?
Ooh, that's a good question, John. I think it's going to be bigger for Boise State. It just with all of the history, with all of the time that Chris spent there, to and all the success and everything. I think, and I know that he meant to the people there. And I've been on your station a few times and your show as well. And I know how much, you know, he was revered there. How much that hurt when he left. So I don't think there's any way emotionally, especially in your building, in your house, the house that in some ways he and his staff built there for many years. I'd be hard-pressed to debate or give an opinion on the other side. I think it would be enormous for Boise, mm-hmm. And I think it will be, I think it will be one of the many tough building blocks that the program is going to go through next year. They are so thin and so inexperienced up front. They're going to be possibly playing a true freshman quarterback on that Friday night. As I said, I don't think there's any false pretense that this is a work in progress with Washington. This is not where they're going to be in year three, year four, year five. I think if you're Boise, this is the right time, quite honestly, to catch Chris and the development of the program in Washington.
Yeah, Brock, we had Mac Brown on last week, obviously a huge fan and supporter of Brian Harsin. And Coach Brown said, look, if Boise State ever can get back to the state, and he thinks they can, where they can have an undefeated season and go 14-0 with the Mountain West Championship, if they are the only undefeated team, he thinks Boise State could be right in the mix, even in a four-team CFP format. You agree with Coach Brown on that as an ESPN game analyst?
I do. I think it will be critical to have that non-conference schedule, that can't be a bunch of cupcakes out of conference, and they don't do it. And point being, you can just look at the last few years, and Washington in particular, as you referenced, are on the Friday night. So you've got to play very competitively, probably got to play too, just as they did in the years with Kellen. They were not afraid. They played anywhere, anytime, against anybody, and they played the big boys, and they're going to have to do that. And then I think you're also going to have to hope that the conference has a little bit of depth, that a Colorado State does not take a back seat right away.
Yeah.
That the Bobo can keep up with McElwain really started to turn there, that you could have some quality of play, maybe another top 25 team or two within that Mountain West Conference, or those that at least have that perception on the verge of going the right way. So I think there's some critical components to that. I don't think it's just, hey, you go undefeated and it's handed to you. I think you're out of conference. I think your conference and strength of it will matter in that perception and reality.
Brock, you and Tessitore, seems like we see you guys on the SEC just about every Saturday. We love it. What about, you speak of cupcakes, the SEC non-con, only 11 total Power 5 non-conference opponents combined for SEC football this year. What side of the fence do you sit on with the SEC non-conference scheduling debate?
Yeah, I don't like the fact they have it both ways. That's what really bothers me. Okay, if your conference is brutal, and it is, I mean, there's no debate about it. The SEC West is absolutely brutal. The SEC East with an improving Tennessee and obviously a Georgia that I think is a contender and some nice teams. But you can't have it both ways. You cannot, in my opinion, have an 8-game conference schedule and then play nobody out of conference. If you play 9, I give you a little bit of grace out of conference.
Okay.
But, you know, with the current setup, they really – and you know what? They earned that through championship after championship after championship after championship after champion. I can keep going through the numbers that they had there consistently. Obviously not the last two, but quite a role to put themselves in that full position where they felt like they could have a little bit of their cake and eat it too. And I think in time – is the Big Ten's going to grow and is, you know, is there's other powers out there and you're not winning those titles. Nick Saban's pushing for 9 games. I'd like to see that happen if they don't take that step and play some people out of conference.
Brock, you're joining us here, Truck and Auto Auction Hotline, ESPN Boise. Brock, we talk to Cody Pickett all the time on this show, your buddy, and of course, member of that UW quarterback fraternity. He was on the show last week talking about the 2001 Miami Hurricane team that they had to face, as you remember, way late in that season because of the hurricane. And he said, you know, Vince Wilfork was on his back the very first play. He knew it was going to be a long day. He said that was the toughest team he ever had to face. So I guess I ask you, what was the toughest team you remember, Brock Huard, as a quarterback for the Washington Huskies, or maybe even in the pros, that you just knew from that first play, uh-oh?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say for me it was Nebraska, in much the same way that Miami team was the national. I believe they won the national title that year in 2001.
Yes, they did. They crushed Nebraska in the title game.
Exactly. For me, it was the same way. It was, and we were really good as well. We were both ranked in the top 5. I think if our team at the University of Washington in 1997 could have stayed healthy, it would have been an even more competitive game in our place. But we played eventual national champion Nebraska, and it was Grant Wistrom and Mike Rucker and Christian Peter on that defensive line. And it was Snap Ross, you know, winning, you know, a championship that year, running all over the place. So yeah, that was one when I got under center, man, when you can hear those guys huffing and puffing and snorting and making sounds on that very first snap, and Graham Wistrom hit me and hit me and hit me. That was a tough day. That was a tough day for our program and obviously a launching pad for those guys to go on and win it all.
Brock, we appreciate it again. Hopefully you and Tessitore get down here and do that game or a game. And if you do, we'd love to have you in the studio. You always give us your time. We're very, very appreciative. We'll let you go do what you got to do. Thanks again, Brock.
You got it. Always a pleasure, man. And we'll, I'm sure, be talking between now and September 4th.
You know it. Brock Huard, thanks a lot, buddy. One of the best in the business there, Brock Huard, ESPN college football game analyst, and just an overall nice guy. One of those guys in the business that, you know, and Mac Brown's like this too. Like, every single time you reach out to him, they say, yeah, sure. I mean, it might not be that day, but at least they give you a date, they give you a time, and they come on your show. Lomas Brown, Rock Cartwright, two guys we got coming into town for the Mickey Ray's NFL draft party. And it's tough in this business. And Boy Wonder even knows this, too. He's got his Rolodex. Boy Wonder's got his guys. Sometimes you don't want to ask. You don't want to bug, especially if you don't necessarily have a ton to bring to the table in return. I mean, think about it. Lomas Brown, Brock Huard, Mac Brown, these guys, they don't get anything out of coming on ESPN Radio in Boise. Doesn't really further their brand. They're not pitching anything. They're simply what? Yeah, they're simply giving you their time. Just being a nice dude. So it speaks a lot for those guys. Again, every time we've asked Brock Huard to come on, he's come on. and he has a good attitude. He's a nice guy. He's a good sport, picking up his kid, driving to soccer practice or whatever on his cell phone, talking a little shop, talking football, talking sports, talking Huskies, talking Boise State. He's called several games down here. Oh, I'd love it if him and Joe Tessitore call that UW-Boise State game on that opening Friday night. That'd be a total treat. So good stuff there. Again, BJ Rain's going to hang out from 3 to 6 on the breakdown today. Coach Mike out and about. You'll catch him back tomorrow again at Fat Guys Fresh Deli. Don't forget the Fat Guys Fresh Deli inbox. We'll read those emails today. ESPNBoise@gmail.com. You're chilling at your desk. You have a question. You want to comment. Even if you don't want it on the air, let us know. We won't read it on the air. Send us an email to ESPNBoise@gmail.com. Truck and Auto Auction Hotline, you know it, 465-0730. Again, that's a public auction. If you want to buy a car, if you want to sell your car, look, the auction format, it might be the way for you. Give it a shot. Look them up in Nampa, Truck and Auto Auction. And, of course, the Twin Peaks Twitter feed, at ESPN Boise. Hit us up. We'll do our best there. Big, big thanks to Brock Heward. Going to be a lot of fun. Fill in the blank. Game time when we come back. You got yourself the breakdown.